So
coming up the month of June on Topical Trash, the best of 2018, the WWE versus AAA and Madison Square Garden. CM Punk wins in the court. And news and information from professional wrestling. It's next on Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You know what day today falls on? What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
Every single day.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Johnny Impact, John Morrison of Lucha Underground, has gotten married. He married his longtime girlfriend, Talia, who is also a wrestling star, especially in AAA, attending Zack Ryder, and John's one-time dirt sheet partner, The Miz. Remember the world's biggest Royal Rumble? Al-Qaeda, the Yemen-based branch of the terrorist group, has made a public statement condemning the Saudi Crown Prince for allowing the WWE event to take place. Now listen to this with a grain of salt, because holy moly, these guys are idiots. They claim his attempt at westernization is opening the door wide for corruption and moral degradation, like killing women and children and using them as human bombs, isn't? Hey, look in the mirror, you idiots. Fight TV has announced they are teaming up with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Entertainment, looking for more digital live content for Fight TV. PW Insiders reporting that AAA promotion is looking to hold an event at Madison Square Garden in September. Now, according to contractual agreements, the WWE would technically have the right of first refusal on whichever particular date, but management is apparently unhappy that the WWE has been running the majority of their New York City events at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Former WWE Cruiserweight Champion Hurricane Helms is going to Ring of Honor. CM Punk says he is happy that he and Colt Cabana won their court battle with WWE Dr. Chris Amon. First and foremost, he says he's happy for his friend Colt, who was dragged into this for silly reasons. Listen to The Miz and The New Day.
You're happy to be on Miz TV. You're happy about the debut of Miz and Mrs. You're going to watch it? DVR it? One member of your team gets to go on to the Money in the Bank ladder match. I don't think we want to wait. Who is it going to be? I walked into that one. Allow me to rephrase. Which one of you is it going to be?
Which?
No, you know what the difference is between you three and me is? That I've won Money in the Bank, cashed it in, and became WWE champion, is Xavier Woods. You have a YouTube empire in up, up, down, down. Imagine streaming a game of
Fortnite.
I don't play that video game, but imagine streaming a game of Fortnite with the WWE Championship around your waist. Imagine the attention, the adulation, the fans. You would be a real-life superhero. So I will ask again, who's it going to be?
I mean, with all that said, I feel like it's going to have to be E.
Or Kofi.
Or Xavier.
Yeah, that's true. You got up, up, down, down, making all that money for the company.
I appreciate it. I mean, Kofi, you beat Randy Orton.
No! I brought you out here to get the scoop, get the exclusive. I am so sick of the cereals, the popsicles, and the pancakes, all the jokes, all the little games, because I can beat any one of you any day of the week.
I mean, you pretty much made the decision for us. So let's get to it. It's going to be E.
There you have it, an exclusive on Miz TV. Big E will be in the Money in the Bank.
Whoa, Miz, you are mistaken. We're not talking about Money in the Bank anymore.
Oh, no. We're talking about tonight.
You versus me right here, right now. Well, if I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. No match. See one of you at Money in the Bank.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
If you have the WWE Network, Conrad Thompson, who is the co-host of Something Else to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, has released a video saying that the current episode has been delayed because of, quote, creative differences. This claims the WWE wanted to edit some stuff, that's in quotation marks, that they filmed over last weekend, which is about the ECW reboot in 2006. Will Mr. WrestleMania be back in the ring? It has been 8 years since Shawn Michaels retired, and now says he is considering stepping back in the ring for one more match if it is done in the right way. Shawn Michaels said it could be possible, but people would have to accept they wouldn't be getting the showstopper, Mr. WrestleMania. During a six-woman tag match in Arlington, Texas on Asuka, she put a kick onto the Ravishing Russian Lana and evidently kicked her pretty hard. Lana's hair extensions actually fell out and went out of the ring. Yeah, after the match, you could see Becky Lynch grabbing a hold of the blonde hair and mixing it with her orange hair, and she looked like a giant creamsicle. Glenn Jacobs, you might better know him as Kane, says that if he is elected as mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, he still might do a little bit of wrestling. Over at Impact Wrestling, the experiment with the Grand Championship belt is over. The Grand Championship was kind of confusing to me. It had rounds instead of just being a match, and there was judges there. Austin Aries won the belt recently, and now they have combined the Grand Championship into an Impact World Champion. And finally, in wrestling stupid news, how about former WCW champion David Arquette says he wants to make it back into the ring.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
I know you have been following very closely what has happened to one CM Punk and also Colt Cabana recently with this lawsuit. So how much do you remember about the background?
Well, from what I remember on CM Punk, he was having a hard time with the injuries that he were, and the doctor that was prescribing him penicillin or giving him some different kind of medication, look who came out on top. Look who won the pony. It was CM Punk.
Yeah.
And that's basically, I know that it had to do with his injury. Him and Colt Cabana went on his show, and I guess they ruffled some feathers, but I'm glad that it turned out good for CM Punk.
I think one of the issues was that there was a growth that was on CM Punk's back, a lump that wasn't being treated correctly, according to CM Punk. The thing is that when you're dealing with infection, and if they're not treated properly, that can be life-threatening. And I think that's what Punk and also AJ Lee were worried about when he basically quit the WWE, and he was very frustrated at the time, went on to Colt Cabana's podcast, and they were not very complimentary of the medical care they were receiving from the doctor. And I also read that the doctor was suing Colt and Punk for $1 million per podcast download that they had downloaded. So it was going to be almost $400 million that this doctor was trying to go for.
I'm glad it turned out well for CM Punk. It's about, like I said, it's about time somebody stuck it to the WWE and says, okay, we're not going to take it anymore. Nobody had to pay a thing. That was it. Nobody's out any money.
That's the best part. Maybe the lawyers, you know, they'll make a little money. So if you looked at CM Punk's picture at the time, he didn't look healthy to me. I remember watching him, and he had these dark circles under his eyes, and I was just attributing it to, you know, the travel schedule, and probably he hadn't been eating properly. But evidently his body was reacting to all this, and he needed some time off. Maybe they just said, no, you don't get time off.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he don't have to worry about the WWE anymore. I can't wait for his next fight for UFC and see what that happens. Maybe it won't last 30 seconds. Hopefully it won't last 30 seconds, but the man's not hurting for money.
Brian Christopher, Too Sexy, is in trouble again. What's going on with Too Sexy?
Well, it looks like Too Sexy had too much to drink, or he was not working too much, because he has been arrested for not paying a hotel bill.
But you also sent me a video link the other day to, I think it was Sammy Callahan calling out Bully Ray. What's going on with that?
Okay, Sammy Callahan was on Bully Ray's show, Busted Open. Sammy was talking about how nobody wants to face him, that he's faced the best and he can beat everyone that he wants. And Bully says, well, give me a name of a person that you could draw money with. And Sammy says, how about you? And then that's when Bully Ray went off. He says, I will beat you like a redheaded stepchild. I will slap you into tomorrow. Don't you disrespect a Hall of Famer. And then the cussing just went berserk.
Bully announced on ROH TV just a couple of weeks ago that he was going to unretire. I'm kind of thinking that might be a work, but it's going to be a good work to watch.
When he took the baseball bat and hit Eddie Edwards with it in TNA and basically split him open like a cantaloupe.
Oh.
Some professional wrestlers and managers were so upset about what he had done. But
I watched it, and it was an accident. They did a spot with the chair on Eddie's head, and when he hits the chair, with the bat bounces off and then hits Eddie in the eye, right above the eye. And it was a horrible – it could have been worse than it was. And I'm going to defend him just a little bit, because – they had a similar situation in the WWE with AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. They were in a match, and Shinsuke took a chair and threw it at AJ Styles. And that chair bounced and came right back up and hit AJ right underneath the eyeball and cut him open there.
Yeah, things happen all the time. Almost just like that guy from what was it? It was a Triple A. Well, it really wasn't an accident. I mean, he did it to himself. I mean, he lit himself on fire, then jumped off the top rope. Yeah, I mean, of all the stupid things to do, you set yourself on fire, and you don't think, hey, back in high school, they told me the flames were kind of, you know, that's combustible, and plus with oxygen, it just makes it worse. But this will be okay. It'll be a good
time. It'll be just fine, won't it? It'll be just fine. We won't get burned. We won't have third-degree burns over 40% of our body. No.
Okay, yeah, it's choreographed. Yes, it's fun to watch. But dang it, something is going to happen. These guys have accidents all the time. I mean, everyone get – look at Charlotte Flair. That girl right there has had her teeth busted out.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The WWE continues to do really good work outside of the ring with Special Olympics. Lots of videos that are being placed on WWE program featuring The Big Show talking to Special Olympic athletes. I had a chance to watch The Undercover Boss on CBS with Stephanie McMahon. Wasn't a traditional undercover boss, the kind that I've watched in the past, because she really didn't go undercover at the WWE. That segment, that entire show of Undercover Boss on CBS featuring Stephanie McMahon, was the highest rated program on all network TV that night. Rey Mysterio Jr. got a big honor by the city of San Diego on June the 19th. Think that a little bit. 619. Rey Mysterio was declared Rey Mysterio Day in San Diego on June the 19th. 619. The 619 is the area code for San Diego. 619, not to be confused with Rob Van Dam's 420. Charlotte Flair, the Queen, will be featuring ESPN the magazine's body issue that's coming out this month, where she will don body paint and strategically placed items where basically she's naked. Ronda Rousey, by the way, did pose for that magazine in 2012, but she was with UFC at the time. Dave Metzler of the Wrestling Observer Radio is reporting that one of my favorites, the namer of dummies, Eli Drake.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
Has signed a new contract with Impact.
Dummy.
Yeah.
There had been speculation that he would be going to the WWE. ROH is getting ready for the Best in the World coming up on June the 29th in Baltimore, Maryland. They have a great main event. Boy, main event for the World Championship. The champion, Dalton Castle with the boys. Versus the American Nightmare versus the villain, Marty Scurll. The storyline has Scurll and Cody kind of butting heads, both being members of the Bullet Club. Stepping back into the ring officially for the first time since his, quote, retirement, is Bully Ray. Bully Ray will be stepping into the ring against Flip Gordon. Jack Swagger is now a part of Lucha Underground. The WWE is expanding NXT. They'll have their own training facility in London now, NXT UK. AXS TV, AXS TV, has announced something called Women of Wrestling that will be coming out in 2019. It is produced by Lakers owner Jeannie Buss and will also be produced by Lucha Underground's Mark Burnett. 2019, be looking for Women of Wrestling.
Now, Eric Young, who's kind of the leader of Sanity, mm-hmm. he has been a mid-card guy, the comedy guy, the guy over at Impact for so long, at TNA Impact. They use him a lot in comedy roles, and mm-hmm. I think he's found his niche in this kind of crazy, just craziness and just got that mean look about him, the beard, and if people don't know, he's also hosted a hunting and fishing show on, I think it's the Outdoor Channel. He's a big outdoorsman, and he's a really good wrestler. I've always liked his work.
What else can you say? He's paid his dues. He's done everything. He's been from a psychopath to now this right here, but it fits him so well. He looks like somebody, if you were walking down the street and you saw this man right beside you, would either wonder, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it down this way of the alleyway or this way of the alleyway, because that guy right there looks nuts.
Well, pay-per-view Money in the Bank is in the history banks, and I thought overall I kind of enjoyed what happened to Money in the Bank. How about you, Chris?
I couldn't believe who got the briefcase of all the people. It was a shock. I had picked The Miz to win. Wouldn't you know who won the pony? Here comes Braun Strowman.
Yeah, he's the monster in the bank. Give me a break.
Oh.
Also, in our first match, we had Daniel Bryan against Big Cass. And I wrote in my notes while I was watching it, when Daniel made Big Cass tap one more time, I was going, what in the world are they doing to Big Cass? And it comes out 2 days later, I knew what they were making with Big Cass. They cut him. They said, bye-bye, let's get out of here. Future Endeavor, Big Cass. What have you heard about that?
They even didn't wish him best future endeavors. They just said, get out. They didn't even do that to him. They said, yeah, they just grabbed his bag, threw it out, and said, guess what? we got new plans for you. It's called unemployment.
So,
but no,
what a shame.
It is, because he comes back from injury. Finally, he comes back from injury, has a feud with Daniel Bryan, and then his first pay-per-view, he's gone 2 days later. And from what I understand, Big Cass was having a lot of problems backstage with alcohol. He had done something on a European tour where he had gotten drunk and not assaulted a wrestler, but, I mean, just pushed and shoved, and he was acting like an idiot. But we all know what alcohol does to you. It makes you into a 6 foot or 7 foot dummy. I mean, or as Jericho would say, you stupid idiot. So, I mean, come on. Big Cass deserves.
You know me. You've known me your entire life. I don't drink.
Yep.
But I don't mind if other people do. It's just when they get to the point of, like you said, being a 7 foot stupid idiot, then I think there's some sort of problem there. If you can't control what you're doing, you need to kind of look at yourself in the mirror. And
he always has it above the door. Controversy creates cash. Well, that's what's missing in the WWE. They need controversy. They need stuff like this to bring the fans back in.
The Intercontinental Championship, Seth Rollins defeats Elias by a pinfall this past Saturday night. I got to walk with Elias.
Oh, you got to walk with him, huh? How was the
Yeah,
trip?
I was on the seventh row on the floor, and I got to walk with Elias. He did his little song in the ring and all that stuff. Now, by the way, Jagger Lane, who is also one of our trash heads, who is a professional wrestler out of Salt Lake City, and he actually was going to work out at the gym on Saturday afternoon, and guess who were there? The WWE superstars working out, and he had a picture that he posted on Facebook with him and Elias earlier in the afternoon. So, but you know, one thing I got to say, and this isn't anything personal against Seth Rollins, it's the way the announcers handle him. I am so tired of Michael Cole always going back to that old knee injury storyline. Oh, is that the bad knee? Oh, his knee is so bad. Remember, he hurt it. That was, what, 3 years ago? Drop it, dude.
Yep, it was.
It's beyond.
They need something to talk about these days, and I guess the knee injuries, they want to keep bringing old stuff up. But I guess they keep ringing in their ears someone in the back to bring up the knee injury. Bring up the knee injury. Dude, stop. It gets annoying when you have to hear it 50,000 times.
When Seth lost the belt to Dolph Ziggler, they did the same thing, and I was ready to – just scream at the TV, enough already, you know? It was Rollins winning the match, but he did lose the next night to one of my favorites, Dolph Ziggler. So Dolph Ziggler, the Zigzag Man himself, is now the Intercontinental Champion.
Well, it's about time they put the belt back on Dolph. Seth lost the belt to a person who was deserving the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, they had a great spot backstage with Kevin Owens and the New Day. As Kevin Owens was going around trying to get the guys from the New Day to help attack Braun Strowman, KO even brought in some pancakes, like a trash bag, you know, big old Glad bag full of pancakes. They told Kevin Owens that they weren't going to cheat for him, and Kevin Owens said he didn't like pancakes. I thought Big E was going to have a heart attack. It was hilariously funny.
I'm sorry. A lot of people don't take the New Day serious anymore, and I can understand why. I mean, pancakes, and like on WrestleMania, they had midgets dressed as pancakes walking out with them. And when you look at Big E, you tell me, is that not a world champion material wrestler right there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about Kofi Kingston?
One of my favorites. WWE.
Okay. Now, what's the other guy's name? That's how much I pay attention.
Xavier Woods.
Is he Intercontinental Champion? Is he Intercontinental Champion material?
Yes, he is.
U.S. Champion. Then why don't they just break these guys up? They need to. The New Day is getting old. It's getting old.
Let me tell you why they're not breaking them up.
Okay, go right ahead.
Remember the name of the pay-per-view, Money in the Bank?
Uh-huh.
They sell merchandise. They sell merchandise. And it is all about the money in the bank and how much money you can make in the bank for the WWE and for yourself.
Well, Big E was selling on eBay a pancake for $139. He called it the original New Day pancake.
Anything for a buck, man.
Anything for a dollar, yeah. This can't,
and I'm like, KO, I really don't like pancakes. Well, we had a squash match right in the middle of everything when Bobby Lashley defeats Sami Zayn by pinfall. It was pretty much a squash match. Now, I wrote on my notes, I was saying, well, why did they do all this setup? And then it comes out that Sami had been dealing with some injuries. He was claiming that he had vertigo, but, you know, that wasn't the truth. But evidently there is some kind of injury that he is dealing with.
I think they said something about Sami Zayn's going to be out until 2019.
We had the women's Money in the Bank that was really a fun match. Alexa Bliss defeats Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, Natalya, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Naomi, and Lana to win the briefcase, which she used later in the night, became the champion. I thought that was a great storyline right there.
I really didn't think they were going to let Alexa really win the Money in the Bank. I was kind of shocked.
I hate to be sexist, but she is hot. You know what I mean?
That's not sexist. That's the truth.
To get off the sexist comment here, I liked her use of ring psychology as the bad girl. The way she just baits the people in and then baits the crowd and baits the referee. It's a great use of ring psychology.
Well, she reminds me of the older generation, you know, the divas back in Raw, when Raw was really Raw. So, I mean, you had Trish Stratus, you had all these divas that had attitudes, and that when they turned heel, they were just vixens, and they wanted to scratch your eyes out. They just wanted to hurt you so bad. And Alexa is just like... she reminds me of a Trish Stratus. Alexa won Money in the Bank, and then she cashed in, and I wasn't too happy with that match.
Oh, I like that.
You did.
I was
too thrilled. I really wanted to see Ronda win the title.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're gonna move on to the SmackDown Live Women's Championship match with Carmella defeating Asuka via pinfall to retain her title, and they had a little twist in there that I really liked too, with the return of the man with no neck, the living turtle himself, James Ellsworth. Kind of fun.
I think no one really knew who was underneath that mask. I didn't know, because when I saw the preview, when I saw the review of it, and I thought, well, maybe it's another diva, maybe it's who could this be? And when he took that off, my jaw, which he really doesn't have, my jaw hit the floor. I thought they brought him back. You're kidding me. No.
Hats off to creative there. They did a great job.
Well, yeah, they did. And with Asuka's reaction, like she just saw, it's like the ghost in Mr. Chicken. Her jaw hit the ground. Like, what the?
But I want to take you to Monday Night Raw and SmackDown right after Money in the Bank. Because it showed how the WWE creative sometimes is not very creative. I'm going to play a little bit I put together. I call it, is it Carmella or is it Bliss?
And now, Untypical Trash, is it Mella?
When I was younger, I dealt with a lot of self-confidence issues.
Or is it Bliss?
You're not giving me the opportunity to tell you, everyone in WWE, everyone here, everyone watching at home, thank you.
Yes, the WWE writing basically the same script for their two women's champions. This week on WWE programming, here is Little Miss Bliss.
Thank you all so much for the opportunity. The opportunity
really nice.
What a humble champion.
See, this is the opportunity I'm talking about. The opportunity to rub it all in all of your faces.
And now, Carmella on SmackDown Live.
When I was younger, I dealt with a lot of self-confidence issues. I never felt like I was special. I never felt like I would ever just be good enough. And that was really, really hard for me. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I just want every young girl and boy out there who ever feels like they're just not good enough, I want you to take a look in the mirror. Take a look in the mirror and repeat these words. Mella is money!
Is it Mella?
So from this moment on, there's going to be no more talk of the irresistible force or the baddest woman on the planet. It's just about me.
Or is it Bliss? Is it Bliss?
So the real lesson here is just give up.
Or is it Mella?
So from this moment on, there's going to be no more talk of the irresistible force or the baddest woman on the planet.
Yes, once again, we ask the hard questions here on Turnbuckle Trash.
Still hurts, doesn't it? Diapers. So the real lesson here is just give up. See, this is the opportunity I'm talking about. The opportunity to rub it all in all of your faces.
And Chris, could you tell if it was Mella or was it Bliss?
Well, I couldn't tell either which one because it sounded the same to me. Same script. WWE Creative, it is time to get off the cocaine. Because you can't write anymore.
I thought that was powdered sugar myself. The WWE Championship with Shinsuke Nakamura once again battling AJ Styles in a last man standing match that to me was the match of the night. I loved it. Everything from the ring psychology to the physicality. I just thought it was really, really good.
Again, AJ comes back and retains his title again, and we're doing the same thing over and over. It's like watching a movie six times in a row, hoping for a different ending every time. But I thought it was a good technical wrestling match. Back and forth, those guys were just beating the tar out of each other. And it was a good one. I loved it. I really did.
I thought the couple of the spots that were really good was when Shinsuke tried to do his low blow and it didn't work. Then he got the low blow in. And then as AJ comes back and they're on the floor and he's pretty much taking control of the match, you've got Shinsuke kind of leaning on the table with his legs wide open like he always does in the ring going, "Come on!" And AJ just walloped and said, "Okay, he did his best Bobby Heel.
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
Every guy, you know, when that happens, you see that in the ring, you kind of cringe. That's got to hurt me.
Yeah. I've been on the receiving end enough of those kicks in martial arts, and I have sang soprano so high I thought I was going to break glasses one time. Yeah, it does hurt. I don't care if you got a cup on or not. It's over. Ping and pong are not going to be around anymore. They're going to shrivel up and go up inside your throat.
Quickly, just a little insert here. Shinsuke Nakamura did not appear on this week's SmackDown Live show. Reportedly, he had been bitten by a police dog in Bakersfield, California, and he was still dealing with that injury.
You put the belt on Jinder Mahal. Why can't you put the belt on Rusev? It makes perfect sense.
It does.
You think Rusev Day wouldn't take off after that?
And by the way, this past weekend, I did drop by Toys R Us. You know, they're going out of business sale. And I found a early Rusev action figure. And I also found a Lana action figure. Uh-huh.
Ah. Yeah, you get to wake up to something like that right there, which we all would pledge allegiance to the flag.
The big one, the main event with Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Roode, The Miz, Samoa Joe, Rusev, and Kofi Kingston of the New Day all battling for the briefcase. And the winner is... You talked about it earlier.
Yeah, Braun Strowman. Strowman won, yes, but I know nothing. I was shocked. I really was. And somebody did a close-up on his face when he grabbed the briefcase, and he had tears coming down his face. But those tears were only for one thing. He knew that Brock Lesnar wasn't there, and he couldn't cash in.
I never have been, and nothing against Brock Lesnar. I just never have been a fan. And then for them to push him as a part-time champion, and, you know, hats off to him for taking the money from Vince and doing it, you know? If Vince is going to pay him that much to be a part-time champ, you know, hey, take that money and run, Bubba.
Well, of course. I mean, who is not going to take the money and run and be a part-timer, only having to do a couple of pay-per-views, and all you've got to do is defend that title once in a blue moon and then basically stick your finger up in the air to the fans and say, I really don't care for you. I'm just in it for the money. Kenny Omega is now the new IWGP heavyweight champion after 2 years with the other guy. Don't ask me what his name is. I'll break my tongue again. After 2 years of holding that belt, Kenny Omega is now the new IWGP heavyweight champion.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Be listening shortly because we'll have another edition of Turnbuckle Trash. We'll look at the next 3 months, July, August, September. That includes SummerSlam. It's the best of 2018 on Turnbuckle Trash, and soon, our blooper reel, we call it Butt Fumbles. Thanks for listening.